Let us pray, and invite you to pray this prayer with me. Father, we share in the light of your glory through your Son, the light of the world. Sanctify this new fire, and inflame us with new hope. Purify our minds by this Easter celebration, and bring us one day to the feast of eternal life. We ask this through our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please light your candle. Together, thanks be to God. Rejoice, heavenly powers. Sing, choirs of angels. Exalt all creation around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Hit your space bars, and together we say, Rejoice, with all the earth
in its shining splendor, radiant in the brightness of your King. Christ has conquered. Glory fills you.
This is the Lord's Day. Let us pray together. Father, get your space bars. Father, how wonderful We pray, Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son,
you have overcome the whole world and death,
and have made all things clearly new in Him. May we be in The reading. Our first reader this morning is Valerie. I think we're David.
Okay.
So read the introduction and then go with the scripture.
Acts 10, verses 34 through 43. The setting is the house of Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian regiment, part of the military occupation force in Palestine. Cornelius, already a believer in God, has had a vision. As a result, he has invited Peter to visit. It was against Jewish law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile, but Peter comes anyway with some believers from Joppa. The reading. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John... I think my part of my printing has cut off here. All the people but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Our psalm is Psalm 118. I propose that I read the first verse and then invite all of you to say together the second verse and so on through the psalm. I don't think I've asked anybody to do that in this service. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has shown my salvation.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, I shall live
and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness,
that I may enter into them and give thanks
to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it.
I thank
you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone of the builders rejected
has become
the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I wish there was a way I could put the images on the side because I can't read the top line of the script. This is the introduction to the reading, and so I invite Lynn to read.
I don't see the introduction, Dave.
Honestly, I don't either, so...
They were on the side before.
I think I have it.
Okay, if you read the introduction and then we'll read the reading.
The author has described baptism as being raised with Christ. Is that the one?
Yes.
And the author has described baptism as being raised with Christ and becoming sharers in his suffering and death. Baptism entails dying to one's old ways and focusing on new, godly ones.
Colossians 3:1-4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
Have a look at your candle. Just meditate upon that candle for a few minutes. The light of the world has come to us. The light of the world is alive, loving us. We are in the presence of Jesus, and Jesus is within us, alive. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, the 20th chapter, beginning at the first verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John tells us the events of Sunday morning after Jesus died and was buried. Mary Magdalene has witnessed Jesus' death on the cross and has been present at his burial in the tomb, out of the rock. The orderliness of the linen wrapping shows that the grave has not been robbed. The reading of the Gospel. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples sent out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed. For yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood, weeping, outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to share with you some reflections, and then I invite you to share back with each other in this community that we have here. All you have to do to share is just push your space bar and share, and we'll all hear you and we'll see you. This to me is one of the most important Gospels readings that we have, and it's my favorite Easter Gospel reading for a number of reasons. And as was pointed out in earlier discussion, that I think is so important that it's very developed in its what's known as its Christology, the understanding of Jesus. And you can tell that this Gospel was written much later than the others. And the Church by this time had formulated its own theology. And John's Gospel was at first, people saw what had happened, saw the crucifixion, experienced the resurrection, and those people told other people, and those other people told other people. So what the Gospel of John really is, it's a history of memories, of witnesses who told witnesses, who then told witnesses, and then it was written down. Because it's about 70 years written down after the actual event. So you can appreciate how it was transmitted. And so it wouldn't somewhat be impacted and developed in its thinking as they developed more in their thinking about who is Jesus, and you can see that. So the first thing that's important to note, that they had the idea of, and I thought Fred said it earlier at the Bible study so well, I'm going to steal your line, Fred, and that is that it was a gardener. Mary thought that Jesus was a gardener and a commoner, not a king up on a throne, but a very common person. And she saw Jesus, she was at first didn't know that, but then she experienced the sense of Jesus in him and in herself. It was this very human and common sense of Jesus being with us. And Jesus enlightened her world. And that experience gave her hope. It took her out of her mood of sadness and into a mood of hopefulness. And she was able to get away from her depression and was able to go and find the others. And she exclaimed that Jesus was alive. And for me, this has always been important. As I shared earlier today, 50 years ago and more, actually, I was in seminary with one of the first women to be ordained as a priest. And she was ridiculed tremendously. And then the first year I joined the other men and was sort of, Brenda Shipton is her name. She's still alive. And I said, Brenda, why are you here? You know, I was supposed to meet the man. And then I read this gospel on Easter Sunday. And I was moved and I thought, I have been wrong. Brenda's equal with us. God is equally in her as God is equally in us, and calling her as equally as we are called to be priests. And I went and apologized to Brenda. And from that time forward, became a strong supporter of the ordination of women. And that was like about 53 years ago. And Brenda did get ordained and served the church and still serves the church very well. But the first woman, the first proclamation of the alive Jesus is a woman, not a man. And it was the woman who understood, and Jesus appeared to women first. Can truly say that Jesus was a feminist. And we have to recognize that and enjoy that and celebrate that. So this gospel is light and darkness. And we are now experiencing in our own time a sense of oppression and darkness because of the experience we're having of the virus. We're all, I'm sure, by now feeling pent up and impenned a little bit, and we're kind of wanting to get out and move around, but we're not able to. But this light of Jesus will strengthen us, and we ourselves are called to be the light in the world in the midst of the darkness. And even though sometimes it's tempting, you're going to have people say things to you about others from other lands who brought the virus, so on. I encourage you to call on the Holy Spirit and the power of Jesus within you to speak out and say, no, it's a matter of evolution. It happened, and we now have to work together as a society and the world to fight it and to overcome it. And I pray that we are all this day on Easter committed to being lights in the darkness. So I invite you now, I'm going to hold up the candle I have here, and anyone else who would like to share, please do so. Just hit your space bar and talk. Fran is ready to talk. I can see she's alive.
I just am reminded of somebody posted on Facebook yesterday that of the countries of the world who are doing very well with the virus, there are female leaders. Now, not all of them, but there's quite a few women who are leading countries who are doing very well. And that's not to say the men aren't, but that's very heartening to me that somehow women represent giving life, and a lot of them have the right idea of how to run things. And I appreciate that. That's it.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Did you overhear the Queen's message yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
She was also talking about Jesus being the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's terrific when you get a Christian message from mm-hmm. our Queen.
Yes. Yeah.
We now move on, and this is the day of renewal of our baptismal vows. I wonder if Carol, since you have the phone, if you could read the top phrase.
The renewal of baptismal vows. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In the Holy Spirit, as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. I've lost the last bit here.
Therefore.
Well, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Continue, Carol.
Okay. Dear friends, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may rise with him to a new life. Now that our Lenten observance is ended, let us renew the promises we made in baptism when we rejected Satan and his works and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church.
I'll ask a question.
Okay.
Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father, the
Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified by the night and the Holy Spirit. He descended to the end. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father's Father.
He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of
saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the life of the rest of the body, and the life of God.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
God the Creator, the Rock of Salvation, has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. May he keep us faithful to our calling, now and forever.
Amen.
In our Sunday cycle of prayer, we pray for the Evangelical Lutheran Church, the Dean Council and Congregations of the Manitoba Central Area of the Manitoba Northwestern Ontario Synod. Pray for Bishop Brent Alawas, clergy and people of our Canadian Episcopal Diocese of Northern Philippines, and our partner parish, Matthew Joy Napata, St. Gregory of Nazarius, Mission and the Tang Youth Station. The Anglican Church of Canada, we pray for the Provincial Synod of the Ecclesiastical Province of Ontario. We pray for the Primate, Archbishop Lindy Nichols, for the National Anglican Indigenous Archbishop Mark McDonald, and for the Anglican Council of Indigenous People. We pray also for Archbishop and Metropolitan of British Columbia and Yukon, our Bishop of the Diocese of Lewis-Meeston of the Skelton, and in our diocese, we pray for the Deanery of Kingsway, Reverend Omer Tayokan, Regional Dean. We pray too for Diocesan Indigenous Justice Coordinator Jerry Adams, and in our parish, we pray for priests David, Mike, Jack, Bryson, and Paul. In this time of COVID-19, we pray particularly for Mary Heron and all others known to us who are ill.
Ken?
Pray for Jack.
Pray for others who are in the parish and are feeling afraid.
God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation.
in their loneliness, be their cultivation, in their anxiety, be their hope, in their darkness,
be their light.
To him who suffered alone on the cross, reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God of love and hope, you made the world and care for all creation. But the world feels strange right now.
The news is full of stories
about the wrong colors. Some people are worried.
Others are anxious for their family and friends. Be with them and help them find peace. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, and scientists. We pray for all those who work in places of high risk, the care homes, the hospitals, the prisons. We lift up in particular the inmates, and the prison guards and the other prison workers, listen so close to us. And we pray for all who are working to discover the right medicines and vaccines which will help those who are ill. We pray for our international, national, and provincial and territorial leaders. We pray particularly for Donald as he faces difficult decisions, for Boris, for Emmanuel, for Vladimir, and for others with enormous responsibility in the world. We pray for police, for first responders, and all hospital and care home staff, firefighters, search and rescue volunteers. We pray for the homeless who are unable to stay at home. We pray for all who are put in danger. Thank you that even in these anxious times, you are always with us. Help us to put our trust in you and keep us safe.
Amen.
Amen.
A prayer for the earth. Created through present restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic, we see that reductions in industry, transportation, movement have reduced pollution levels around the world. We pray the world's national, provincial, territorial, and local leaders will acquire wisdom and determination. And we pray that those who are the voters in supporting those national, provincial, territorial, and local leaders will acquire wisdom and determination to encourage us all to follow a newer normal after the pandemic is over, so that global pollution will be reduced.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, may we and all who remember this day find new life in Jesus. And now and in the world to come, where he lives with you and the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those whom you hold dear, this day and always. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is risen indeed. Go in peace and love.
Love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
So, it's now coffee time. chocolate. Time for cross bun. So, I wouldn't mind some feedback. I know one thing I would never do again. I'm born Scotch, you know. I mean, my mother was a Scot. And so when I built the PowerPoint, I was always where it says on the top bar, click the red title, and I would write words in there to try to save some pain. And I shouldn't have done that. That really, by the, any other comments?
I just saw a picture on Facebook of the Easter Bunny, a man dressed in an Easter Bunny suit hopping through a park, whipping rolls of toilet paper,
yes,
hand sanitizer in under the bushes.
Yes, that was good. Yeah.
I have to commend you, David, for grasping and embracing Zoom. You weren't born in the 1980s, and yet had hold of it most enthusiastically. That's wonderful. Thank you. I expect that we will learn how to coordinate the click on the space bar to get our responses more enough. Maybe you should pull your left. Well, I guess it's the tap the right hand ear piece that you've got there to tell us all. That's it's your space bar time.
I've been at school Monday, Tuesday. Those are my normal days of work, and I've been working in the library. But all the teachers, they're using Zoom, for the older kids to teach lessons online. And they've also sent out lessons with different websites. It's amazing to see what can be done with Zoom. And the kids, of course, they learn it right away. But that's a while. And the kids really, I feel sorry for the children. They really do miss that routine of going to school. They all miss coming, and we miss them as well.
Yeah. There's nothing like a personal contact with a teacher.
Right.
Not just over a machine.
Well, all the teachers have phoned each student, every single student, one by one. One of them said she was on there for 10 hours one day phoning everybody. And they just love talking to the teachers.
Wow.
Yeah. Danica did that with her high school students as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's all I have to say about
it. And there was a thing on the news that showed the teachers in a small community in their vehicles.
Yes.
All passing the kids and waving high.
Right. Coquihalla Elementary did that in Hope. They're in our district, and they drove by with balloons and the kids' names on their car windows. And it was wonderful, yeah.
People are getting really creative.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Doug here, I've taken the time yesterday to track around all the various websites of the various parts of the church in our ecclesiastical province. So you click on the Diocese of Caledonia, you click on the Territory of the People, you click on the Diocese of British Columbia, and the offerings that are online are numerous and varied, and some of them wonderfully creative. I was particularly taken last night with the Diocese of British Columbia, which had a Zoom meeting of, I would say, a dozen or so parishes as they lit their candles just after dark all around the Diocese of British Columbia. Most impactful, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And as well, I think that we are finding that there are links being made which formerly just weren't being made. They probably were there, but they weren't being made. And if you go on the Diocese of British Columbia, you'll see there put up a message from the Premier.
Hmm.
And I have to say that our Premier is not a person whose understanding of or reflections on religious and spiritual matters generally, or in particular Christian religious and spiritual matters, and an understanding of the resurrection being so central to our religious tradition. And I may be responding to his not having made that part of his public persona. Who knows what is behind in his private. But here, he stepped up. And I think that's extraordinary.
Yes. Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's interesting that he evidently feels the courage to do so.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that gives me heart at this time, thinking of the political class, that, you know, they can put away their partisanship and start to work together, and they all give and take a bit for the benefit of all, and that they are demonstrating their Canadians first and politicians second. And that heartens me.
Well, and they do so because we, the voters, are giving them permission to do so.
That was pretty evident in the meeting yesterday of the Parliament in Ottawa.
Yes.
They're managing to pass bills in hours that would normally take months to do.
Yes.
Dave, if you could take off the service, then I see the rest of the people.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to do that, actually.
Okay.
Because my switch is covered up by everybody's picture.
Okay. Is that get to the corner where the X is?
No.
Well, pick up the where it says Easter Litany of Light. Go there with your mouse and move the whole thing over so that you can actually see the...
I can turn off this, but you'll just see more of my my other stuff.
No. You pick up the program and move it to the left by going into that top area where it says Easter Litany, and then hold your mouse down up to the top. You're not at the top.
Not quite sure what you're meaning. But I'm going to see if I can move the pictures down. Ah, that's what you meant.
Yeah, and then you click in that and you can move there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Every day's a learning.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see everybody at once.
Yes. I'm trying to teach Judy how to get into Thunderbird for her email, because her email is up working. That's why she's not been on the last couple of times.
So I think we should all sing happy birthday to Auntie Ann Lynn right now.
Yes.
So take your microphones off, unmute. I'll unmute all. And it will, because of the alphabet, we'll say Anthea before we say Lynn, as we sing together. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
you. And Lynn. Happy birthday to you, and many, many more.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet you that's the first time you've had a Zoom birthday song directed at you.
Yeah, but I directed...
Oh, Lynn, you're locking up.
You're frozen, Lynn.
Boy, is she ever.
We can all wonder what she was going to say.
Her hand moved.
Yeah, you're locking up something fierce.
And we're giving you a tough time because it's your birthday. We can't give you the bounces. Remember getting the bounces at school?
Yeah, not anymore.
And the bounce can't be the crush.
Hope they haven't hit from.
There, you're moving, Lynn. You want to say something?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My niece Megan, her and I share the same birthday. She turns 40 today, and she has to celebrate that in isolation. So I phoned her this morning with my candle and saying happy birthday to her. And she said thank you, but I'm not going to sing to you. So she is going to have some friends over, but they're all bringing their own lawn chair, and they are all sitting at least 2 meters apart. She has a big yard, so that's how she... I feel happy that she's not going to be alone on her 40th birthday.
That's good. You know, I've been waiting for somebody to invent the meter ring. You know, I imagine this giant hula hoop, only it's a more than a meter wide, and it has a sling on it that you wear over your head, and so it goes out like a meter from you. Everybody wore one, and you'd bounce these two big hoops together, and you'd be guaranteed you're a meter or 2 meters apart. And I see that as a little miniature growth industry at this time. So anyone else? Doug and Tanya, so lovely to see you with us. Happy Easter to you guys, and happy Easter to each of you individually.
Yeah. Happy Easter to you.
So is Olivia with you now, or she moved?
No, she went home, and we're just gonna probably go at the moment. We're making Easter dinner for the kids, and we're gonna go deliver it to them at home. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Skip the dishes, kids.
Skip the dishes. Yeah. Skip the grandma and grandpa.
How's everybody else doing for Easter? You got any special plans for the rest of the day?
Just the two of us.
Sounds like a song.
We really miss the kids.
We're going to go down and drive to the beach and yell at people.
Yeah. Harrison has been overrun with people. I was just getting so annoyed. On Saturday, Friday and Saturday, people coming in. Unbelievable. I don't know where they were going, but way too many. And motorcycles to no end.
Yeah.
On CBC Radio this morning, and I don't know whether this is a real thing or not, but they were talking about the big wave. So, you know how at 7 o'clock, you're supposed to go out and bang pots, etc. But 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're supposed to go out and wave at your neighbors. Well, everybody goes out on the front lawn and waves and says hello to neighbors. I don't know whether that's a real thing or not.
Yeah.
Well, somebody around here had fireworks last night at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
You know, those sort of cannons that... Mm-hmm. Not like guns, you know, they were going off like crazy. Well, enjoy the day, and I can say to you, this is a most interesting one-off kind of Easter. I've never had an Easter like this in my 50 years of ordination. But thank you for joining and being here. I'd much prefer to have been giving you the Eucharist today than lighting candles together, but the candle is, you know, some have been playing with the idea of having everybody get their own bread and wine, and the priest says something, and I just think that's a little hokey, and for me it's much more authentic to light the candle and to demonstrate the light of the Lord alive in us to stay in these most difficult times. But I look forward to the time that we can all be together at the church and have the Eucharist together. And then we can go to the hall and have real coffee and tea and goodies and be able to hug even. Wouldn't that be lovely? But anyway, thank you all for taking time out and being here today. And
Thank you.
Happy Easter. So let's just say the Lord is risen together one more time and then we'll go. The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, when I have the music list from Good Friday, I'll send it out to people if you'd like to hear it. God bless.
Bye, everyone.